questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. For that, we have again invited a respected scholar, guest of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary School. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting our invitation. It's a great pleasure for us to have you here. The question of the day that we are going to talk about today is about the Holy Quran. We believe that Quran is a revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no mystic has never ever entered it. So the question I want to ask, that if the Holy Quran is a complete book, then why do you try to interpret it? Interpretation or commentary of the Holy Quran is something which actually wants us to know more about what the wordings of the Quran are by the interpreters, the real interpreters of Quran. So it has nothing to do with the comprehensiveness of the Holy Quran, but let's see what the respected Sheikh, that is Sheikh Nur Muhammad, tells us in this regard. That if Quran is a complete book, why do you interpret it? And the second phase of this question again continues to say that again he wants to prove, or he or she wants to prove, that Quran is not a complete book. It says he asks that why some, for example, some verses say something and in other verses we find something which contradicts with the earlier ones, and it shows again another let's say aspect of its incomprehensiveness. I'd like you, Sheikh, to shed some light on this question and tell us more about that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Unfortunately, the questioner asked this question did not give us any example about the confliction in the verse of the Holy Quran. If he or she could give us some, you know, examples for having some kind of disagreement in the verse of the Holy Quran, of course, we will talk about that issue. But I just wondering if we have any verse in the Noble of two verse in the verse of Noble Quran have any kind of disagreement and conflict with each other. It is actually one of the aspect of the miracleness of the Noble Quran. Why Noble Quran is miracle? Because one aspect of that is because there is no disagreement in the verse of Noble Quran. Okay, and the and Quran, you know, ask some kind of challenging with people at tahaddi in the verse of Noble Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kind of challenging and asking people to bring and to find out any disagreement in the verse of Noble Quran.
Very true.
But you cannot. Maybe some people, they lack enough a study about the verse of Noble Quran. They do not have sufficient survey in the verse of Noble Quran. I do not have sufficient and enough studying in the verses of Noble Quran. And they claim to have some kind of disagreement. But if they can give us more examples of that, inshallah, we will give more answers to that.
Yeah.
Talking about the first aspect of this question, I would like to ask this question, what is the meaning of tafsir? If you can give me a meaning of tafsir, I withdraw. Yeah. I will, you know, accept your question. I'm sure that, dear listeners, maybe their question does not have a clear understanding of the meaning of tafsir of the verse of Noble Quran. First of all, there is a difference between interpretation of verse of Noble Quran and the tafsir. Of course, we have to use these terms for the, you know, translation, for lack of the, you know, exact translation of the Islamic terms. We use tafsir, exegesis, we use interpretation, exegesis, and so on and so forth. And but I want to say that interpretation have some differences between tafsir. Let me go to the meaning of tafsir directly and to understand what does it mean.
Yeah.
According to scholars, tafsir means discovering the intended meaning of the verses of Noble Quran.
True.
معاني القرآن ومداليلها and مقاصدها. It has three stages. I do not want to be very technical here because I do not want to cause any confusion.
Thank you.
First of all, to understand very briefly the intended meaning of the verse of Noble Quran, and then what is a final purpose? مقاصد means final purpose of that intended meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is, and because the verses of Noble Quran are divine, God-given, and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to have this kind of discovery, this kind of explanation, this kind of tafsir, because these divine verses are complete, and because they are divine. Okay?
Yeah.
I want to say that the reason that why we need this kind of explanation and interpretation of these verses, because they are divine. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to discover different layers and different aspects of these divine verses. Okay?
True.
For example, in the verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about having different, you know, two verses. First of all, explicit verses, muhkamat. And second, mutashabihat, which means ambiguous verses.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these terms requires a lot of explanation. What is the meaning of muhkamat? What is the meaning of ambiguous verses? I want to say that very briefly speaking, explicit verses mean some verses does not require any, for example, many interpretation. And the meaning of these verses are to some extent clear for all people.
Okay? True.
Yeah. But ambiguous verses mean some verses which we cannot take it as a, we cannot take the appearance aspect of that. Rather, we should go to the explicit verses and to interpret these ambiguous verses via explicit verses.
Very true.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Let me give you an example. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah is dominant over his throne.
Yeah.
If you look at the literal aspect of this verse, you want to say that Allah has some humanistic aspect. As unfortunately some denomination.
There is a throne and Allah has sat on that throne. And
And some denomination in Islam, they have this idea and they mention that. But if you look at the other explicit verses that, for example, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing is similar to him, you can easily, by this verse that لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ and other verses which are explicit verses, interpret this ambiguous verse of Noble Quran. And this is a meaning of the words of Imam Ali. He said that, يَنْتِقُ بَعْضُهُ بِبَعْضُ وَيَشْهَدُ بَعْضُهُ عَلَى بَعْضُ. Some part of the verse of Noble Quran, some verses, you can explain some verses via other verses of Noble Quran.
True.
Okay? And, to have this kind of interpretation of the verse of Noble Quran by the means of verses themselves, which we call it Tafsirul Quran bil Quran. To interpret the verse of Noble Quran by themselves, you know.
Yeah. True. Okay, thank you that much for the interpretation. So interpretation of the Holy Quran is not something that comes from let's say, from somewhere else, and it is inside the Quran, as you said, Quran by Quran, that you put some verses together and actually derive some purposes, as you said, final purpose of that some verses. So it is not something new that actually proves that this Quran is not comprehensive and needs to something else to be added to that.
I can guess what is exactly in the mind of the dear questioner. Maybe he or she wanted to say that if you claim that verses of Noble Quran are complete, so why you interpret the verses?
Yeah.
This is a main question.
So it should be, by itself, should be quite clear for anyone who reads it.
Yeah, should be clear and everybody easily understand the verses. There is no need for interpretation of Noble Quran. I want to say that to some extent it's true. To some extent, each and everybody can benefit from the verses of Noble Quran.
Based on his own understanding.
Yes, of course. Hudan linnas. Hada bayanun linnas. This is declaration for all people. They can benefit from these verses.
True.
At least from the muhkamat verses, okay? From the explicit verse of Noble Quran can benefit from these verses. But sometimes, talking about the ambiguous verses,
Mutashabahat.
It requires more interpretation and more explanation of verses of Noble Quran. And without these clear verses, you cannot have the understanding, accurate understanding of these ambiguous verses. This is one point.
Yeah.
Another point is that even talking about that explicit verses, it contains a lot of levels and a lot of layers.
Very true.
Okay? Yeah. Because these are not man-made verses. These are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are divine verses.
Okay? Very true.
For example, let me give you an example. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ. Okay?
Yeah.
Very clear verse of Noble Quran. We recited in our daily prayers.
Allah is one.
Allah is one. And اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ. What is the meaning of اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ? Very clearly, some people can understand it and benefit from that. But if you go to the in-depth meaning of that, for example, in one narration, Imam Al-Baqir, if I'm not mistaken, he said that As-Samadu Al-Masmudu Ilay, which means people always looking at him, always, give their need and desires to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-Maqsood, which
but
means...
simply, we can understand that he is needless of anyone.
Yeah. To even in these explicit verses, I want to say that you can benefit to some extent.
Very true.
But if you want to go to the in-depth meaning of that, yes, because these are divine verses.
Yeah.
Words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right. So let's, before ending this show, Sheikh, I want you to even look at the second phase of this question where the person was asking that why some, for example, some verses say something and in other verses we find something which contradicts with the earlier ones.
Again, I said that I would last...
This is due to the ambiguous and mutashabahat that we were unaware of that?
Talking about the philosophy of mutashabahat, I do not want to go to that because it has a lot of explanation.
Very
about
true.
Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought about these kind of ambiguous verses. It has its own philosophy in its own case, but it is not a topic of our discussion.
True.
I want to say that to ask this dear questioner to look at the, verses of Noble Quran. If you can find any discrepancy in the verses of Noble Quran, please let me know.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for explanations and scholarly enlightenment. And you, respected listeners, for listening and staying tuned with Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن